Good morning, Master. In the book Mars, it is mentioned that Martian energy is helpful in granting necessary will to our accomplishment. How to harness this energy to accomplish our goals? Is there a technique or a way?
You should have a noble aspiration. Think about it, what you would like to do. What is your ideal? What would really be nourishing you? Set a noble aspiration and then keep working for it. Then the energy of Mars is very well harnessed. The energy of Mars is a very powerful energy and it cannot be let loose. If it is let loose, it does a lot of damage. If it is directed in a particular way and set into a direction, then it enables achieving larger than life goals. Normally the will dissipates into varieties of ways and does not let you move forward. It's like the engine power that we have. You need to have a steering and make sure that you are on a set path or a set goal. Select an ideal and ensure that you work for that ideal. Only by that the Martian energy is harnessed. Otherwise it affects us.
Namaskaram to the lotus feet of Master. How to overcome mood swings during prayers and also other times? Why mood swings? Is it due to samskaras of present or past lives?
Mood swing is very common because we haven't put it to the needed regulation from childhood, and it comes with us even from the past lives. One day we have to fix it. If you engage in work as much as you can, by which the mind, senses and body are in one direction, and always engage yourself in work, then you don't find time for moods. Work until you get the sleep. Do not keep idle. The mood swings are very high with those who keep themselves very high, very idle. When this idle man's mind is devil's workshop, therefore keep doing something or the other which is considered useful to you or to the surroundings. Then the swing of the mood would be slowly regulated. Only by bulwark the moods can be overcome. So therefore the key to either to Mars or to mind is to fix them through a purpose in life. Decide a purpose in life and work for it. When we do that, then the mood swings also would go. Normally when we don't have enough work, we have too many moods. It means you are not working as much as is desired by your energy. So therefore, to overcome the moods, you have to set your mind at work with the help of the senses and the body. That's how it has to be.
Rally and defense of those who are unjustly attacked. Is it advisable to follow this in the present social political environment? In this context, why not defense of the self, but courageous endurance of personal injustice versus assertiveness, that is a personality trait?
A valiant defense of those who are unjustly attacked is valid for those who have very strong Mars. Not all can do that. Even the third question has something relating to Mars today. Only when you have very positive Mars, you can be protective of others. If not, the second thing will come. endurance of personal injustice. Endurance of personal injustice is an aspect relating to Saturn. Valiant defense of those who are unjustly attacked or defense or self-defense comes when you have adequate mass. In each life you have different planetary configurations. It is instinctive in you that you would like to defend someone at the physical level, emotional level, mental level, depending upon the placement of Mars in your horoscope and its association with the other planetary principles. And that is not possible for all. When men are of Astraya quality, they can do it. Not all others can do it. So for example, Mahatma Gandhi is a Saturn Mars. The Saturn Mars. In him, Mars is very strong. So he can go and defend people and even offer his life as a protection to the life of others, willing to get hit by the stick on the head and stand to protect on one side. And he has that kind of tremendous patience which he has demonstrated to bend down a powerful kingdom. That kind of Saturn and that kind of Mars enables. These are all ideals, especially Madame Blavatsky, she belongs to first race. She comes from a kingly clan and she carries that ability to defend, the ability to protect. It is due to her kingly quality she said so, but it is not so with all those who don't have very strong first ray quality. If you have a third ray quality, you will dexterously escape from situations where Mercury is strong. Where Saturn is strong, you tend to be very patient. So whatever is possible for you within your circle, you can attempt at them, but you may not be of great protective factor unless you have a strong Mars in you. In fact, those who are very strong with Mars are the ones who shine forth in the police department. If you don't have that kind of Mars, you would be suffering being a police. So Mars is the major factor that decides, and accordingly you can, as your nature admits, you conduct accordingly. For example, Vidura, a man of wisdom, was not a Martian. Therefore, he preferred not to join the war. He preferred not to join the war because it is not in him to fight and to protect. He can advise, he can guide, but he is not a man who can fight. So therefore, depending upon the nature of the person, certain things become more valid. Certain for others, it's not so very congenial to attempt when it is not part of one's own nature.
Master, please explain what is first initiation, second initiation, third, fourth, fifth and sixth, and what are the significance of these initiations?
పుస్తకాలు చదివితే ఇదే బాధ. ఫస్ట్ ఇనిషియేషన్ ఈజ్ యువర్ ఇంపల్స్ టు రిలేట్ టు ది డివైన్. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఇంపల్స్ టు రిలేట్ టు ది డివైన్, విచ్ ఈజ్ ది రీజన్ వై యు ఆర్ ఆల్ హియర్, ఇట్స్ ఆన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ ఇంపల్స్ టు రిలేట్ టు ది డివైన్ దట్ మూవ్స్ అవర్ హోల్ సిస్టమ్, ది సోల్ అండ్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ. They make the decision to participate in group lives, to learn certain principles for practice and to try to implement. This kind of impulse that the soul gets in its process of evolution. When you have this impulse, it is called first initiation. The first initiation is a stable impulse to relate to that which is divine, so that you start your journey towards the divine, you start your effort for upward movement. It's not necessarily already you are moving up. So this impulse is already first initiation. The second initiation is a very long initiation. It takes a long time Because once you take to the impulse of trying to know the truth or trying to know the subtle life, trying to know the divine side of your being, you are basically obstructed. The greatest obstacle that you find is your own personality. Your own personality has so many obstructions in it, it doesn't let you practice anything. If you practice for one day, you will be off for a weekday's time. You are not very regular. You get very funny ideas. Will this really be helpful? And they are put off. Mostly people, they are put off and put them on. So this game goes on for many lives. Second initiation. It takes many lives for you to be very stable and consistent in your practices, regardless the conditions of life. That there is a problem here, you stop practicing. There is a problem there, you stop practicing. There is a problem in the body, you stop practicing. There is a problem in the house, you stop practicing. There is a problem in the profession, you stop practicing. It is too cold, you sleep away. Too hot, you feel it's not comfortable to do. Like that, you always have some excuses which are invalid excuses for all simple and silly things. The first casualty is your practice. That's how it goes on for many decades, sometimes many lives. According to Master Jalkur, this initiation can be held for series of lives, because the moment you get a hurdle, you stay. Finished. A little hurdle is not. That means you don't have the, you have the will, but it is not fiery enough. You have the will to practice, but you are not fiery enough. Some other event in the world will decide whether you do your practice regularly or not. The more you are into the world, the less you are with the practice. It's not easy to be very important in the world and also very regular in prayer. It requires tremendous will. Your will is engaged elsewhere, so you do not practice. And there are always some functions, a marriage here, a naming ceremony there, a death here. So many things in the society, you know, and a party thrown by a friend. So for everything, your practices take to secondary place until your practice takes primary place, and everything else in life becomes a secondary place. You are not through your second initiation. Second initiation is an initiation where you come what may, you are with your practice. Just like in whatever condition, you ensure at least eating once a day, regularly. That is one thing, is very regular with us. We may not be very regular even with our bath. If it is too cold outside, we may skip taking bath, isn't it? But when it comes to food, yes. In whatever condition, we must necessarily eat or drink once a day, once a day. That should be the priority with respect to the practice. When that is really settled with you, then you will be able to meet the obstacles which are within. Basically, there are a lot of casualties in our practices, isn't it? Once in a way, see, mostly if you count the number of days you regularly did prayer morning and evening, and the number of days where you did not, the number of days you did not is generally more than the number of days that you do. So as long as you are in it, you are in between the first and the second. The second initiation means at all times, be it whatever is the weather outside, whatever is the life condition outside, you don't leave your practice. It is already seen a very fiery will. when you gain that fiery will, then you break through your own nature. It's not easy to break through one's own nature. When this breakthrough happens, you would gain the second initiation. And it is after the second initiation, since you have that will to break through your own nature, then you get more and more information about how to practice further. To practice further. You get ideas to practice further. And as we keep on practicing them, which are called the virtues. Fundamental virtue is patience, which we don't have, isn't it? Patience, tolerance. There are so many virtues given. Ahimsa, thought, speech and action alignment. Not looking for things from outside. An attitude to receive from outside is also not, shall have to be jettisoned, meaning dropped. An attitude to receive things free shall have to be dropped. An attitude to be pure within and outside has to be gained. So like that, there are virtues which can be practiced after you break through your initial nature of inertia and imbalance between hyperactivity and hypoactivity. When that happens, you get nearer to the realms of light. That's where the third initiation happens. During the third initiation, you enter into your heart pulsation and get into subtle pulsation and then get into the field of light, and then you do not feel the body so much. You do not feel the body so much. You do not feel the needs of the body so much. The body needs are relegated into background. The need of the soul takes to the frontal seat. That's where you are trying to get released from the conditioning of the body. That's where the third initiation happens. When third initiation happens, between third and fourth initiation, you will be released from your body. And as much as you are released from your body, you will gain knowledge of your past lives. You will also gain knowledge of your future coursing. That's all that is between third and fourth it happens. In the fourth initiation, your awareness causes, it gains tremendous expansion. You will be able to help people at large scale. You will be able to uplift the conditions of the beings, and you keep impacting the surroundings in larger scale. And in the fifth initiation, you would gain the ability to correlate with the elements, and the elements try to cooperate with you, and you tend to be functioning with the cooperation of the devas and the elements around you. That's where all that is surrounding you, the spirits in the surrounding also cooperate with you to fulfill the task that you carry out. For example, when we gather like this, when there is a person with fourth and fifth in between initiation, he receives all cooperation from every kingdom. That's the beauty of the fourth initiation. By the time you get into fifth initiation, your energy tends to be impacting at a global level. Global level. At the sixth initiation, you become a planetary worker, which is called the world server. And at the seventh initiation, you would also gain connections with the interplanetary energies. And at the seventh initiation, you are cognized at the solar system level. That's how the seven initiations are. Basically, all those who are aspiring are in between the first and the second. And they need to take the third initiation, meaning that they should overcome the limitations of their body and the limitations of their personality, and they should gain cooperation of their personality and their body to fulfill the work of the soul. That is what is intended for the humanity, and all teachings are meant for it. Thereafter it is auto teaching and auto gaining inspiration and it causes an automatic expansion of consciousness, the coursing becomes easier. The initial steps are difficult. That's why if you see seven hills of Tirumala, the first hill is very difficult. The impulse to climb the hill is the basis for you to climb the hill, but to climb it is very difficult. The first and the second, the first is very difficult, the second is very difficult, between second and third is also difficult, between third and fourth, yes, you get into the ease of doing things. So therefore, basically the practice, what priority you give to the practice, according to that, the initiations happen.
Master, human life was created to experience the creation, as has been told by masters of wisdom. But for many, including myself, it has been a life of solving problems one after the other, right from childhood. Never stopped till today. Amidst these problems, experiencing life, experiencing creation and experiencing master is becoming impossible. Mind doesn't allow and time is spent only on solving these problems. Tried many times and failed miserably and I am still trying. A sort of aversion to life sets in because of this situation. Please guide how to overcome this situation and experience life.
This aspect has been dealt with many times in the teaching. Problems do exist, you should accept it first. The objective life has problems. You can't expect the sea without a tide. You can't expect the sea without a tide. You can't expect weather to be constant. Weather, the very fact that it is weather, there is ever changing functioning as between the air, the fire, the water and the matter, and it keeps changing. When you know that the weather changes, you adjust to the weather, isn't it? When you know that the weather changes, you adjust to the weather. Likewise, in life, when you are in relation to the world, it keeps on changing. Always there will be one problem or the other. You should know that in the objective life, there would be one problem or the other. First you have to cognize it. The second step is accept it. Accept it. Yes, we do have problems. We do have problems even with our body. We have problems with, we may have problems with family members. We may have problems with parents, with co-born, or with your life partner, or with your children, or with your neighbors. Some problem or the other is always there. Or in your profession, or in your relating to others, in everything there is a problem, isn't it? So the question is first, understand that problems do exist in the objective world. Don't expect the objective world to be ideal. It cannot be set in an ideal manner. It ever changes. It keeps on changing. There are always problems. That there are always problems in the life, when you notice it, the second step is to accept it. Accept. If you accept, already you have overcome the problem by 50%. See, sometimes you land into an incurable sickness, meaning it stays with you for life. It stays with you for life. If you accept it, it is no problem. If you keep on fighting with it, then it draws all your energy. So certain things come to stay with us. So notice that problems come to stay with us as long as we are in the form. There is the other dimension also. Apart from problems, there are also moments of joy. But mind being negative, it always harps upon the problems and does not recollect the present events that keep occurring now and then. It doesn't recollect the present events. దట్ అక్కర్ నవ్ అండ్ దెన్. ది దుఃఖకి చింత ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ దేర్, సుఖకి చింత ఈజ్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండ్ గోస్. రాహీమన్ వా సుఖకి చింత క్యూ కర్తి హో దుఃఖతో అపనా సాతి హై లైక్ దట్. దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ సాంగ్ ఇన్ హిందీ దట్ ఈస్ ది వెరీ హ్యూమన్ నేచర్ దట్ వీ ఓన్లీ రిమెంబర్ వాట్ ట్రబుల్స్ అస్, వీ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ వాట్ గివ్స్ అస్ ప్లెజర్ అండ్ జాయ్. దోస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ నాట్ సీన్ బికాస్ మైండ్ ఈజ్ ఎస్సెన్షియల్లీ రిసెప్టివ్ అండ్ ఈజ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ నెగటివ్. సో నో యాక్సెప్ట్ దట్ దేర్ ఆర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్. సెకండ్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ ఫస్ట్ ఈజ్ రికగ్నైజ్ దెమ్, సెకండ్ ఏ ప్రాబ్లమ్ విచ్ కెనాట్ బి సాల్వ్డ్ లెట్ ఇట్ బి దేర్. దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ మంత్ర కాల్డ్ లెట్ ఇట్ బి. మెనీ టైమ్స్ ఐ ఆల్సో స్పీక్ టు యూ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ ఎపిసోడ్. దేర్ వాజ్ ఏ వైస్ ఛాన్సలర్ ఇన్ ఆంధ్ర యూనివర్సిటీ. హీ సడన్లీ వన్ డే హీ ఫౌండ్ దట్ దేర్ వాజ్ దట్ హీ వాజ్ డయాబెటిక్ అండ్ దేర్ ది షుగర్ లెవెల్స్ ఆర్ హై. మెనీ టైమ్స్ ఐ టోల్డ్ దట్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. హీ కేమ్ రషింగ్ టు ది మాస్టర్ అండ్ హి సెడ్ మాస్టర్ ఐ కేమ్ టు నో దట్ ఐఎమ్ డయాబెటిక్. దెన్ ది మాస్టర్ సెడ్ లెట్ ఇట్ బి, లెట్ ఇట్ బి, యూ డూ యువర్ వర్క్, లెట్ ఇట్ బి, యూ డూ యువర్ వర్క్, డోంట్ ఓరియంట్ టు ది ప్రాబ్లమ్, ఓరియంట్ టు యువర్ వర్క్ అండ్ దట్ వర్క్ యాజ్ ఎ మంత్ర టు దట్ వైస్ ఛాన్సలర్ ఈజ్ ఎ గుడ్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆఫ్ అస్. నేమ్ ఈజ్ గోపాలకృష్ణారెడ్డి గారు. వెరీ వెరీ సింపుల్ అండ్ వెరీ ప్రొఫౌండ్ బీయింగ్, ఎ స్ట్రాంగ్ విల్డ్ మ్యాన్. హీ హర్డ్ ఇట్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ ఫెల్ట్ ఎస్ వై షుడ్ ఐ వరీ అబౌట్ ఇట్, లెట్ మీ డూ మై వర్క్ అండ్ హీ లివ్డ్ ఎ ఫుల్ లైఫ్ నాట్ బాదరింగ్ అబౌట్ డయాబెటీస్ నెంబర్ వన్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ జనరలీ టేకింగ్ కాఫీ విత్ షుగర్ అండ్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ వెన్ హీ కమ్స్ టు అస్ వెన్ వీ ఆఫర్ కాఫీ సిన్స్ వీ నో దట్ హీ ఈస్ డయాబెటీస్. Shall I not give sugar? He says, no problem, you can put sugar. Because master said, let it be. It never touched him till he left. See, the attention you pay to the problem draws your energy towards it. Energy follows thought. So you keep on attending, brooding over the problem, all your energy is dissipated. That is the reason why so much has to be written about a problem. Yes, problems do exist in life. Not only you, everyone has problems. Just because they are well-dressed and they smile outside, don't think that all people who are well-dressed and are smiling have no problems. Everyone has his own problems. Problems do exist. That is what is called karma. Even the best of devotees, you go through the stories of all bhaktas or stories of those yoga sadhakas. In your coaching of journey, you are given so many stories where they went through many problems, but they did not pay attention more to them. They paid attention more to their practice than to the problem. If you look to see, problems do exist when you are in a wakeful state. There is no problem when you are in sleep, isn't it? And when you wish to do your practice of prayer or meditation, whatever it is, you can tell your problem, I'll get back to you, please let me free for about 15 minutes. I'll get back to you. Did not the cow tell the tiger, I'll come back to you, let me go and offer milk to my cow. And again I'll come back to you, isn't it? Very, very early in the morning, you don't have to meditate upon your problems, isn't it? As you wake up, the trick that the mind does it only brings the problem to you on your table. Just like when an official comes the first time after a transfer to a new seat, the subordinates want to test him. So they set the toughest file first on the table. Like that, the mind always brings the problem. It recollects the problem faster than the pleasure that we had in the previous day. The joy you had in the previous day, it doesn't bring you fast to you. It brings back the problem. So you can tell, yes, I will attend to you, but let me do my prayer. See, when you relate regularly to the higher energies, to the energies in the higher states of your own being, you get the support from the higher dimension. You get the support from the higher dimension. When your strength is not sufficient, you should resort to seek strength from a source which is stronger than you, isn't it? When you are unable to swim the streams of life, hold on to someone who is strong enough to swim the stream of life. Don't we do that? A strong swimmer is always around a weak one, and the weak one also feels confident, in case I am in trouble, this fellow is there. Isn't it? Like that, a master of wisdom who has overcome his problems, who has grown so much that he can even attend to others' problems, assist them in solving their problems. By relating to them, you are reinforcing yourself in the morning. You should know that prayer is a solution to your problem. You should not succumb to your problem. The prayer is meant to invoke the energies from higher circles, which will give you the needed will, the needed knowledge, how to relate to the problem, and the needed ability to act. So therefore, you should know the importance of the prayer and relate to the prayer so that you are better equipped to meet the problem. But generally, we succumb to our problems and cease to pray. Then what happened? Your problem is always bigger than you. When the problem is bigger than you, you notice it as your problem, isn't it? And it keeps on eating away your brain. So in that situation, relate to something which is bigger than your problem. Those who have overcome the problems, they can help you if you relate to them. You should know this technique of relating to a stronger energy to be able to gain the needed strength to meet the problem. So that it is impossible to do prayers is a wrong understanding. That is how it looks like. But the wisdom is, hold on to the prayer. Hold on to it. You read the stories of all those devotees or yogis, in the worst of problems, they held on to it. It's a problem, so I cannot pray, is not the thing. The worst of the problem, if you are really interested in pursuing the higher dimension relating to you, better hold on to the higher dimension so that you are through the problem. That should be the attitude. And make sure that you would have problems all the time till you die. That's what I said in one of the teachings also during this time here in the first 10 days. Problems do exist. Anni samasyalaku maraname parishkaram. That's how I have it. There is a statement in the writings of Master E.K. Isn't it? So you can't die just because there are problems, isn't it? If you hold on to something higher, the lower becomes easier to cross over. So therefore, if you have enough faith, you get an adequate cooperation. If you have enough faith, you get adequate cooperation. There are people who have gained that kind of a cooperation due to the faith that they demonstrated. Persons who never imagined to be what they are today, on account of the faith that they had, they have risen. Pangum langhayate girim, isn't it? Mukam karoti vachalam, pangum langhayate girim. That's how a person who has not any ability to to speak can become an orator. And a man who is so weak can achieve grand things. So much is possible when faith is there. So to gain that faith, first you should know that there is a higher dimension which is stronger than your life. So if you relate to it regularly, you get the support and you solve your problems. Therefore, the solution to all your problems is you are relating to the higher dimension relating to you, which we call the divine. That should be the attitude.
నమస్తే గురువు గారు, కొత్తగా ప్రేయర్ స్టార్ట్ చేయాలనుకునే వాళ్ళు ఈ మార్గం గురించి తెలుసుకుని ప్రేయర్ చేయాలంటే తెలుగులో ఏ బుక్ చదివితే బాగుంటుంది?
మాస్టర్ ఈకే గారు రచించినటువంటి మాస్టర్ సివివి అనే పుస్తకం చదువుకో. మాస్టర్ ఈకే గారు రచించినటువంటి మాస్టర్ సివివి అనేటువంటి పుస్తకం చదువుకోండి, చాలా బాగుంటుంది. అందులో కూడా మొదటి భాగం చాలు, రెండో భాగం యోగం గురించి ఉంటుంది. అంటే మామూలుగా అష్టాంగ యోగం గురించి చాలా వివరాలు ఉంటాయి. మొదటి భాగంలో మాస్టర్ గారికి ఏ విధంగా సిబివి గారు అనుగ్రహించారు, ఎంఎన్ గారిని ఎలా అనుగ్రహించారు, వేటూరు ప్రభాకర్ శాస్త్రి గారిని ఎలా అనుగ్రహించారు, అటు పైన మాస్టర్ గారి జీవితం సంగ్రహంగా చెప్పబడి ఉంది. అది చదువుకుంటే మీకు కావాల్సినంత సరుకు దొరుకుతుంది. చక్కగా హాయిగా సింపుల్గా ప్రాక్టీస్ మొదలట ఆ పుస్తకం చదువుకోండి. ఇవాళకి కూడా ఎన్నిసార్లు చదివినా మళ్ళీ చదివితే మళ్ళీ ఆ పుస్తకం అంత చక్కటి ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ ఇస్తూ ఉంటుంది. ఆ పుస్తకం మొట్టమొదటి పబ్లికేషన్ జగద్గురుపీఠం 1972 ఆ పుస్తకం మాస్టర్ సివివి అనే పుస్తకం వచ్చింది. అందుకని ఆ పుస్తకం బాగా చదువుకోండి. చదువుకున్నాం అనుకునే వాళ్ళు కూడా మళ్ళీ మన కాస్త కుదురు కావాలనుకుంటే ఆ పుస్తకం చదువు, బాగుంటుంది.
గుడ్ మార్నింగ్ మాస్టర్, విచ్ ఈజ్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్, ప్రేయర్ ఆర్ సర్వీస్ ఆర్ రిచువల్స్?
ఇఫ్ యు స్టార్ట్ సిన్సియర్లీ విత్ వన్ థింగ్, ది అదర్ టూ విల్ ఆల్సో జాయిన్. స్టార్ట్ విత్ ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఇఫ్ యు ప్రే, యూ గెట్ ది ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ టు డూ సర్వీస్, యూ ఆల్సో గెట్ ది ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ టు గెట్ ఇన్ టు అదర్ రిచువల్స్. ఇఫ్ యు స్టార్ట్ with rituals, it leads you to prayers, it also leads you to service. If you start service, then it can lead you to either prayer or ritual. They are all one in three and three in one. You start with something, rest of the things will automatically follow as your awareness unfolds. Therefore the three can be there, but whatever is comfortable to you for the moment, you start with it, with any one of the three. Don't keep on thinking with what should I start and keep waiting. You have to take the plunge either into service or into rituals or into prayer. If you are with one, others will come. If you are not even with one, nothing will come. So there is no, you don't have to set a general priority according to the quality of each soul. They have their priority.
How do we know the correct panchangam with so many theories available like Drik Siddhanta, Purvaganita, etc.?
Believe in one and follow it, that's it. Believe in one and follow it if you wish to believe something. If you wish to believe, you make your own understanding, you see which is convenient. Or you see the ones whom you... in whom you find a role model, whatever he is following, you follow it so that you don't have headache. See, I follow the Sayana Siddhanta because Master E.K. was with it. Finish. And I know that he knows better. That's it. Finish. When you know that your Master knows better, follow whatever he does until your brain gets a related understanding. Then certain things are not known. Better follow those who are ahead of you. Isn't it? నీకు దారి తెలియనప్పుడు ఇంకోటి ముందు నడుస్తున్న వాడి దారిలో పరిగెత్తి వెళ్తే నడిచిపోవటమే వాడు వెళ్ళిపోతుంది కదా. So So as far as I am concerned, I follow whatever Master E.K. has followed. Because he followed those whom he followed, his the ones who followed the same system. See, you follow your, the one in whom you have faith, and he followed in whom he has faith. Like that, it descends. So at least if you have some confidence in someone around you, if you don't have any confidence about anyone in this life, thank you, only God can save you. So pick up anything of your choice and believe in it and follow, because ultimately panchangam or any angam, it functions at the intuitional level much better than at the science level. So follow any one of them which is of your choice. Don't engage in discussions, which is better. Don't hold seminars about it, which is better. There are so many seminars conducted about which system is better, that system is better, this system is better. I have seen so many astrological seminars where I was invited, because there are books written on astrology through me. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have time for discussion. Discussion is the last thing you have to do. Instead, you can use that time to do something useful to the surroundings. So follow anything, follow the one in whom you have confidence. If he is following it, see, there is a Krishnamurti Padhati, there is a Narayana Padhati, there is a Sayana Padhati, there are so many Padhatis. There are so many ways to reach Bangalore, isn't it? You can reach from the south, you can reach from the north, you can reach from the east, you can reach from the west, you can reach from above. If you can, you can reach from below also, from the other side of the planet. So it's up to you. Reaching Bangalore is important, isn't it? There can be varieties of approaches. But all approaches, when they reach to the intuitional level, all these occult sciences, they function so well at the intuitional level. So therefore, follow any one of them, that would be the best advice that I can give you.
Namaskarams to your lotus feet, Master. How does knowing astrological signs and their functions within our body help our vertical movement?
Yes. The planets have found themselves in an order in the vertical column of your own being. So by knowing that, you will be able to relate to the vertical column better. The very fact we call it astrology is, astral means light, ology means science. It's a science of light. Jyotirvidya means, it's also the same. It's a science relating to jyoti or the light. So astrology guides us to find better light, meaning if you can see something better, you can walk through, isn't it? That's why it is called, among all the Vedic keys, the eye or the torch bearer. It can show you the path better. Therefore, relating to the astrological principles within you is helpful to relate to the column within you, which expresses from the cerebral system to spinal system. And you would be more and more engaged in the column of light related to these planetary energies and their characteristics. It's a good way to enter in and to relate to the regents of light. That's why it is recommended if you are inclined for it. See, everything is on the basis of inclination. Please note that. What you are not inclined today, you may get inclined in future. Whatever you are inclined today, when you go proceed further, your inclination may change to a higher dimension. So for the moment, if you have that inclination, you do that. Or if you are satisfied relating to the heart or relating to the brow center, keep doing it. So it is for sure that astrology helps to find the inner light, and it also helps to find the light as it functions in the outer. That's how astrology is conceived.
Namaskarams, Master. In the Violet Flame Invocations, it is said that Master CVV is initiator, Master CSG is the executant, Master DK is the transmutant, Master Maurya and Master Kutomi are guarding angels, they are forming pentagon. Master CVV is the cosmic violet vibration appearing in 1910. How they correlate one another? As a sadhaka, how to correlate them? Kindly clarify, Master.
Just keep recollecting this invocation, that's it. You keep on recollecting this invocation, and whatever is they are doing is already said in the invocation. Is already said in the invocation, and it is in simple English. So you don't need any further elaboration. It's only we lose time by elaborating. The cosmic violet vibration is transmuting the whole work on the planet, causing the transformations. So, and before it came in, it was already being conducted by Master Count Saint Germain. So therefore he is the Akaitim. So Master CVV is the one who gives the impulse, the new impulse, for this violet flame to work out, transformation of the planet, transformation of the forms of the on the planet, like the human form. Even the planet, the plant and the animal, all forms are being put to transformation. Transmutation and transformation. Everything is tending to be light. That is the work of the cosmic violet vibration. And when this vibration is brought unto earth and transmitted, Master Count Saint Germain, he started picking it up and executing it. Just like when you are advised by your teacher, you are given an advice, you start working with it. So he is the executant, CSG, and Master Jwal Kohl, he is mostly works with the throat center. He is the transmitter of things. So much wisdom he transmitted through Madam Blavatsky and through Madam Bailey. For both of them, he was the one who was dictating, be it secret doctrine or Isis Unveiled, with respect to HBB and with respect to Alice Bailey, about 16 books. He transmitted the entire wisdom, and it has taken, it has gone all over the globe. There are as many as 3,000 groups that work with the wisdom coming from Master Jwal Kohl. He is generally the transmitter. So therefore he is transmitting this. So Master Maurya and Kuthumi, they are from the higher circles compared to Master Jwal Kohl. But when there is a good work that is happening, these two masters, who are ancient most on the planet, they extend their cooperation. For any good work, you should always extend cooperation. The fundamental quality for growth in spirituality is cooperation. We have to be carrying that core quality of cooperation. We seemingly cooperate, but inside we have our reservations. And we say we cooperate, but we don't cooperate. Like that is. But with Master Kuthumi and Master Maurya, any good vibration which is in action, they send their continuous cooperation. So that's how it is. So they form this kind of a pentagon is intended to manifest in the world of five elements, in the world of five senses, in the world of five sensations, in the world of five pulsations. So that's why they form into a pentagon and manifest. The presiding one is Master CVV, the executing one is Sir Count Saint Germain, and the one who is really spreading the energy is Master Jwal Kohl, and the other two who cooperate to ensure that the work happens in a harmonious way. Everything is there in that very simple sentences that are given. So therefore, relate to it more and more, ponder on this more and more. By that you gain two things. One is the touch of violet flame. Secondly, the presence of the five masters through one invocation. The presence of five masters through one invocation, keep working with it.
Namaskaram Master, నాకు ప్రేయర్ ఉదయం రెగ్యులర్ గా జరుగుతూ ఉంటుంది, దాదాపుగా చాలా వరకు సాయంకాలం కూడా బాగానే జరుగుతూ ఉంటుంది, అవకాశం ఉన్నప్పుడు మధ్యాహ్నం కూడా కొంతసేపు కూర్చోగలుగుతున్నాను, కొన్నిసార్లు ఏదో పనిలో ఉండగా లోపల నుంచి బలంగా కొంతసేపు కళ్లు మూసుకొని కూర్చోవాలని అనిపిస్తుంది, కూర్చోగలిగే అవకాశం ఉంటే దాదాపుగా అరగంట కూర్చుంటాను, లేని పక్షంలో ట్రాన్స్ లో ఉన్నట్టు అనిపిస్తుంది, బయట ఏ పనిలో ఉంటే అదే జరుగుతూ ఉంటుంది, కానీ లోపల కూడా ఏదో జరుగుతున్నట్టు అనిపిస్తుంది, తరువాత లోపల నుంచి సంతృప్తిగా ఉంటుంది, ఈ అనుభవం తరచుగా వస్తే బాగుంటుంది అని అనిపిస్తుంది, సరైన మార్గంలోనే ఉన్నాననిపిస్తుంది, దయచేసి ఏమైనా తప్పుగా జరుగుతున్నదేమో చెప్పగలరు.
ఈ మొత్తం అంతా చాలా బాగుంది ఒక వాక్యం తప్ప. ఈ అనుభవం తరచుగా వస్తే బాగుంటుంది అని అనిపిస్తుందే అప్పుడు రాదు, మిగతా అంతా సవ్యంగానే ఉంది. ఇది జరుగుతున్నదంతా చాలా సవ్యంగా ఉంది, ఏం సందేహం లేదు. మీరు చాలా అదృష్టం, ఇది రాసిచ్చిన వారైనా చాలా అదృష్టవంతులైనా స్త్రీ కావచ్చు పురుషుడు కావచ్చు, అంచేత అంతా బాగుంది కానీ జరుగుతుంటే మళ్ళీ ఇది ఇంకా బాగా జరిగితే బాగుండు అనిపిస్తే జరగటం మనసు. ఎందుకంటే ఈ భావం దానికి అడ్డొస్తుంది, ఈ భావం దానికి అడ్డొస్తుంది. బాగా జరుగుతున్నప్పుడు జరగని మళ్ళీ నువ్వెందుకు అందులో శుభ్రంగా జరుగుతున్న దాంట్లో తిండి పెట్టినట్టుగా ఎందుకు అక్కలేదు అలా అనిపించంగానే ఆగిపోతుంది. దీనికి బ్రహ్మాండమైన ఉదాహరణ నారదుని పూర్వజన్మ వృత్తాంతంలో ఉంది. నారద మహర్షికి విష్ణు ఉపాసనము జరిగి వాసుదేవోపాసనము సిద్ధి పొంది నారాయణ ఉపాసనలోకి వెళ్ళినప్పుడు తాను లేని స్థితి అప్పుడప్పుడు కలగటం, తానున్న స్థితి మళ్ళీ కలగటం ఉండేది. బ్రహ్మహమస్మి సోహమస్మి, అదే నేను అదే నేను అదే నేను అదే ఇదంతా అని కనిపించటం, అది వాసుదేవ ఉపాసన. ఏదైతే నేను అదే ఇదంతా అని ఎప్పుడు దర్శిస్తున్నాననుకోండి, అది వాసుదేవ ఉపాసనగా చెప్తారు. అలాంటిది అదే 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 నేను అదే నేను అనుకున్నప్పుడు ఒకసారి అదే అయిపోతూ ఉంటాం. అంటే మనం ఉండం అదే ఉంటుంది, మనం ఉండక అదే ఉన్నప్పుడు ఇంకా ఎక్కువ బాగుంటుంది. కానీ అందులోంచి మళ్ళీ మళ్ళీ మనం మెరగ్గా అదే నేను స్థితికి వస్తాం. అందుకనే సోహమస్మి తర్వాత బ్రహ్మహమస్మి, బ్రహ్మహమస్మి స్థితిలో ఇంకా అహం లేదు. లేకపోవటం చేత బ్రహ్మమే ఉండటం చేత చాలా బాగుంటుంది. అలా చాలా బాగున్నప్పుడు మనం తిరిగి వచ్చిన తర్వాత అది చాలా బాగుంది అది కావాలనుకుంటే అది అడ్డొస్తుంది. అలా నారాయణ స్థితి పొందినటువంటి నారదునికి మీరు గమనిస్తే నారాయణ అన్న పదంలో నారా ఉంది, నారద అన్న పదంలో కూడా నారా ఉంది, రెండిట్లో నార. ఆయన నారా దా ఇవ్వగలిగినటువంటి వాడు అయిపోయాడు తర్వాత. అంచేత ఆయన కనిపించింది అబ్బా ఎంత బాగుంది ఇది, మళ్ళీ ఉంటే బాగుండు మళ్ళీ ఉంటే బాగుండు, మళ్ళీ ఉంటే బాగుండు అనుకునేసరికి ఆ భావన అడ్డొచ్చేసి ఇంక మళ్ళీ అవలా అవకపోతే ఇంక ఏడవటం మొదలుపెట్టాడు, అంటే దుఃఖపడటం మొదలుపెట్టాడు. దుఃఖపడుతుంటే ఇంకొంచెం దూరం అయిపోతాడు. దాని గురించి మనం బాగా పీక్కున్నాం అనుకోండి ఇంకా దూరంగా అయిపోతూ ఉంటాం. ఇలా అయిపోతే చూశారు, చూసి పైనుంచి ఒక వాణి పలికింది ఈ జన్మకి ఇంతే అని. ఎందుకంటే జరుగుతున్న దాన్ని జరగనివ్వకుండా నువ్వు ఊరికే దాంట్లో ఇంకో భావం అడ్డొచ్చింది రాగానే పోయి. ఒక గురువుగారు రోజు పొద్దునే సూర్యోదయం సమయంలో ప్రత్యేకించి శరదృతువులోనూ వసంత ఋతువులోనూ సూర్యోదయానికి ముందే అలా నడుచుకుంటూ ఒక ఎత్తైన ప్రదేశానికి వెళుతూ ఉంటారు. వెళ్ళి ఆ సూర్యోదయం ముందు నుంచి ఆ కాంతి ఎలా వస్తుంది, ఆ తర్వాత సూర్యబింబం వస్తుంది, ఇది ఇలా వస్తుంది, ఇలా చూసుకుంటూ అది అనుభూతి చెందుతూ మళ్ళీ కాసేపు అయిన తర్వాత తిరిగి వచ్చేస్తుండేవారు. కొన్నాళ్ళు పోయేసరికి ఆయనతో ఉండేటువంటి అంగరక్షకుడు ఉంటాడు కదా, కొంత వయసు వచ్చిన తర్వాత అంగరక్షకులు ఉంటారు, ఈయన ఎక్కడో పడిపోతే మోసగాడు కాబట్టి. సో ఆయనతో పాటే ఆయనకు శుశ్రూష చేసిన శిష్యుడు ఆయన కూడా, వాడు కూడా వచ్చాడు. వస్తే సరే ఇద్దరు వెళ్తూ ఉండేవాళ్ళు, అలా చూస్తూ ఉండేవారు, అలా తన్మయత్వం చదువుతూ ఉండేవాడు గురువు గారు, అది కూడా శిష్యుడు చూస్తూ ఉండేవాడు. ఆ వైభవం, సూర్యోదయ వైభవం గురువుగారి తన్మయత్వం చూస్తుంది. కొన్నాళ్ళు పోయిన తర్వాత ఇంకోటి చేరాడు, ఉంటారు కదా, ఏది ఇద్దరుంటారు ఎప్పుడు కదా, అధిదేవత ప్రత్యతి దేవత సహిత అంటూ ఉంటాం కదా. ఇంకా ఇంకోటి చేరాడు, వాడు కుడి భుజం, వాడు ఎడం భుజంగా. సో వీడు నేను కూడా రావచ్చు అంటే ఎవరిని రావద్దని ఏమన్నా గురుగారు, వాడికి అనిపించి వచ్చాడు. సరే వాడు వచ్చాడు. వచ్చిన తర్వాత అలా వెళ్తుంటే ఆ సూర్యోదయం జరుగుతుంటే వీళ్ళిద్దరూ తన్మయం చెంది చూస్తున్నారు. మొదటిద్దరు మూడు అబ్బా చాలా బాగుంది కదా అన్నాడు, చాలా బాగుంది కదా అన్నాడు బాబు. గురుగారు ఎంత బాగుంది గురుగారు అంటే అదే మాట్లాడలేదు సార్. తిరిగి వచ్చి ఆ మొదటి శిష్యుడు చెప్పాట, రేపటి నుంచి వీడిని పట్టరాక, రేపటి నుంచి వీడు పట్టరాక, బాగుందనే కదా చూస్తున్నాం, మళ్ళీ ఇది ఎందుకు ఈ కామెంట్రీ, బాగుందనే కదా చూస్తున్నాం, మళ్ళీ కామెంట్రీ ఎందుకు, ఇట్స్ డిస్ట్రాక్షన్ కదా, బాగుంది కదా, మళ్ళీ రేపు వస్తే కూడా బాగుంటుంది కదా, ఇవన్నీ బాగుడు అక్కర్లేదు వాళ్ళు. అలాగే మానసికమైనటువంటి లోకంలో బాగా జరుగుతున్నప్పుడు అనుభవించకుండా ఇది మళ్ళీ మళ్ళీ జరిగితే బాగుంటుంది కదా అనిపిస్తుంది, కానీ అది వేస్ట్ కదా, అది మళ్ళీ మళ్ళీ జరిగితే బాగుండదు అనేటువంటిది అడ్డుపడిపోతుంది. అడ్డుపట్టడం చేత అయ్యో ఇంకా ఎన్నాళ్ళు పోయినా రావట్లేదండి, ఇది బాగా వచ్చేది కదా అనిపిస్తుంది. మాస్టర్ ప్రేయర్లో అప్పుడప్పుడు మనం లేని స్థితి కలుగుతూ ఉంటుంది. ఇది మళ్ళీ కలిగితే బాగుండు, మళ్ళీ కలిగితే బాగుండు అనుకుంటే ఆ భావమే దానికి అడ్డొస్తుంది. అంచేత ఈ ఒక్కటి మీరు తీసేన అన్ని బాగుంటాయి, కానీ ఈ అనుభవం తరచుగా వస్తే బాగుంటుంది అనిపిస్తుంది, అది వద్దు. అది ఒక్కటి లేకపోతే మీకు సాఫీగా చాలా దూరం వెళ్ళిపోతారు సాధనలు, చాలా సంతోషం, మీరు అంత బాగా ప్రార్థన చేసుకుంటున్నాను.
నమస్కారం మాస్టర్. ఇన్ దిస్ మేక్ ఆల్ యూ సెట్ దట్ ఇన్ మ్యాన్ కైండ్ ఆల్ ఆర్ సేమ్ రిగార్డ్లెస్ ఆఫ్ క్యాస్ట్ అండ్ క్రీడ్, దెన్ వై పీపుల్ లుకింగ్ ఫార్ ప్రపోజల్స్ ఫర్ దేర్ చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ సో మచ్ వరీడ్ అబౌట్ క్యాస్ట్ అండ్ హారోస్కోప్స్? ఈజ్ ఇట్ నెసరీ ఫర్ హారోస్కోప్స్ టు మ్యాచ్? ఈజ్ ఇట్ ది కంపాటబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ బాయ్ అండ్ గర్ల్ అండ్ ది ఫ్యామిలీస్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ దాన్ క్యాస్ట్ అండ్ హారోస్కోప్స్?
యూ డిడ్ నాట్ లిసన్ అట్ ఆల్ టు వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హావ్ సెడ్. యూ హ్యావ్ జస్ట్ నాట్ లిసన్డ్ టు వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ హావ్ సెడ్. I said, as souls we are equals. As souls we are equals. As souls we are sons of God. But we have our personalities. We have our personalities which are different. See, where is it that we are equal? I also very clearly said, don't say we are equal at all levels. That's also I have said it. Very strongly I said it, but maybe you were deaf at that time. You are as beings, as souls, we are all, there is a brotherhood among us. But not as personalities. There is a tiger like a personality, there is a deer like personality. A deer and tiger cannot be brought into a marital relationship. Can it be done? A tiger should find a tiger. A lion should find a lioness. A parrot should find its a. See, compatibility of personality is important for being together. See, we accept as souls everyone. But as personalities, they are different. So different cannot be, personalities cannot be brought together. You can't bring a snake and a frog together. This snake will eat away that frog. Isn't it? You can't bring an elephant and a lion together. Can you? So each personality has its quality. So compatibility of personality is what we see. There is no such thing as compatibility of souls. They are all one. Compatibility of personalities is what is attempted through horoscopes. Compatibility of personality is also seen through the kind of refinement that happens. See, there are people who are very coarse in their body and in their personality. Very coarse. They cannot be associated with a very delicate personality with a delicate body. It doesn't work. This delicate being, personality, cannot cope up with a coarse and harsh and bohemian-like personality. You can't marry a tribal to a very refined person. Cannot. So compatibilities are seen in terms of knowing are the personalities compatible. Total compatibility is never there. Total compatibility is rare. But there are certain dimensions in one personality and certain other dimensions in the other personality where there is agreeability. If the agreeability, the aspects of agreeability are more, and even if there are some disagreeabilities, still they can be brought together and each one will iron out the other's deficiencies. That's how it works. So therefore it is important whether you follow astrology, you don't follow astrology, I don't care. Your ability to see the compatibility of the natures of two persons. If you are able to see if this personality is compatible with this. If one gets up very early in the morning, another gets up very late in the morning, will it be compatible? One eats very little, other eats a lot. Is it compatible? One likes to relate to the sky, another likes to relate to matter. Will it be compatible? See, you have to see at least some things are compatible in them where they can be joined together so that those which are not compatible can be adjusted through togetherness by living together. That is what is meant. So that ability to see the compatibility of the nature of two persons is what is important for marriage. For that astrology is used as a guide because astrology throws lot of information about the nature of each personality. That's where astrology is used. So also the caste base. See, each caste has its own habits. Each caste has its own habits. Insofar as the habits are variant and extremely different, then you should not bring them together. According to their habits, if your habits, when they match together, yes, it works. If one cannot live without eating non-vegetarian, lives with one who cannot eat non-vegetarian, will it work? Because the energy patterns are different. Likewise, the thinking patterns are different. The emotional patterns are different. The physical patterns are different. You can't bring them together. That's where they get failed. That's the reason certain methods are saying, in spite of all this, according to karma, sometimes you fall into a wrong situation. It's a different matter. But to take enough caution is required because what is attempted is compatibility of personalities. See, when there is such an excellent compatibility between two personalities, even though they belong to different races, they live together well. But that cannot be a general rule. I know many Indians marrying Germans, and I know many Germans marrying Spanish, and I know some Spanish marrying the French, and we know so much of mix-up is happening. It should be on a basis is compatibility. Even among castes, this, when there is a very irretrievable attraction between two persons, it means they are compatible. That's where love marriages keep happening. So we cannot set general rule that this caste should not marry this caste. It is compatibility. The fundamental rule is compatibility. If compatibility is there, generally, then they can go together. If there is no compatibility about anything, it doesn't work. So that is what is to be seen. Don't say all humans are the same. I never said it, I will never say that. All humans are not the same. All souls are the same. All beings are the same. That's why I'm afraid to speak wisdom, because people listen what they want to listen. People listen what they want to listen, and then they quote that the master said like this. That's how we keep on saying our master said like this, master said like that. Don't believe when people speak about their master. That master said, master said, master said. They are dangerous people, because they don't listen well. They take it as they like it, and then they push it in the name of the master. A true disciple never speaks of his master. He follows his master, and he holds himself responsible. Once in a way, yes, you speak of your master. So if you listen that our master said all humans are equal, there is a tribal in Australia, a tribal in India, even they are not equal. They have different states of evolution. The personalities are evolving. So when there is too much of a variance, they cannot be together. That's why all these systems have come. Even if it is in the same caste, don't they quarrel? It's not the caste, it's not the race. It's a matter of compatibility of personalities, which can be seen through horoscopes, but sometimes even that may not throw enough light, and a mistake can happen. So caution is taken by trying to know what are the habits in their family, what is it that they generally believe in, and what is it you believe in, and what are their eating habits, what are their emotional habits, what are their thinking habits, what are their movement habits. So these are all collected, and ultimately the risk is taken. Ultimately it's a risk, because you are associating, especially for Indians, they associate for life with another person, not knowing what it is. On the basis of some information which they gain through indirect means. బాగానే ఉంటుంది అని అడుగుతుంటారు కదా కూరగాయలు కొన్నప్పుడు. చాలా బాగుంటుంది, చాలా బాగుంటుంది అంటారు. ఇంటికి వచ్చి పోయంగానే పుచ్చిపోయి ఉంటుంది అప్పుడు. సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఐ సీ సమ్ లేడీస్ స్పీకింగ్ టు వెజిటబుల్ వెండర్స్. మంచివైనా కూరలు మంచిగా అయితే వాడు ఏం చేస్తాడు? మంచివైనా కదా వాడు తెస్తాడు. మంచివైనా కూరలు మంచివైనా మంచివేనమ్మా అంటాడు. నీ కర్మ తీసుకుని చూసుకుంటే నీకు తెలుసు. ఏది ముదిరిపోయిన బెండకాయలు ఇలాంటివన్నీ తీసుకుంటూ ఉంటాం కదా. అట్లా సి ది ఐడియా ఈస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ మ్యారిటల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ వీ డూ అవర్ వెరీ బెస్ట్ టు ఫైండ్ ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ కంపాటబిలిటీ. దట్స్ ఇట్. అండ్ ది ఫస్ట్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఈజ్ ఏ హారిబుల్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఇన్ దట్ క్వశ్చన్. ఆల్ హ్యూమన్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఈక్వల్ అట్ ఆల్. నాట్ ఈక్వల్. ది ఏషియన్స్ ఆర్ మచ్ మోర్ ఇవాల్వ్డ్ దెన్ ది యూరోపియన్స్. Since there is no European here, I am saying it. There are races. It may go out, because now I speak in English. Even Master Jarko said the occult, the bodies in the Western hemisphere are different from the bodies in the Eastern hemisphere. They are strong physically, but psychically not. Psychically not. If there is an unexpected event, they are much more disturbed than us. If there is a flood, we don't care here, isn't it? If there is a mass death by a train accident, we don't care. If a bomb explodes, we don't care. If tsunami comes, we don't care. Even earthquake comes, we don't care. A little thing in the west, like that. So where are we strong? Where are they strong? Physically they are strong. Psychically they are very weak. Even among us, the ది మోర్ సివిలైజ్ ది సో కాల్డ్ పీపుల్ హూ అడాప్ట్ మోస్ట్ మోడర్న్ వే ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ దే ఆర్ ది వన్స్ హూ ఆర్ సస్సెప్టబుల్ ఫర్ డిప్రెషన్స్ వై బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ అండ్ సీన్ ది హార్డ్ రియాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ వై సో మెనీ డిప్రెషన్స్ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ అండ్ సీన్ ది హార్డ్ రియాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బిగినింగ్ యూ గెట్ ఇన్ టు డిప్రెషన్ బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ గ్రో ఫ్రమ్ ది గ్రాస్ రూట్ లెవెల్ నథింగ్ కెన్ షేక్ యూ నథింగ్ కెన్ షేక్ See, the psychical development is much better in Asia because we are seniors to the Occidentals. The Orientals are seniors to the Occidental undoubtedly. It all started here. So the Occidentals are seen as younger brother. The person who very frequently gets disturbed is a junior. He may look like a senior person, but he gets very disturbed, easily disturbed. Very kid. There are persons who don't get disturbed even if something falls from the heaven. A little sickness, people get disturbed, you know. And the face they put up when they know that they have sick, it shows how juniors they are. There are people who harbor so many sicknesses and yet remain stable. It's a question of psyche. It's a question of psyche. So where are we seniors? The Asians are considered as seniors because we went through the thick and thin of this planetary life. That's why the sons of Asia, that's how Master Jwalkul speaks, that the Asians are called the sons of Asia. The Europeans are called citizens. Citizens. Citizens means they live in comfort. Not our cities, but their cities. You can't live comfortably in a city like Bangalore, you know. Citizen is one who lives in comforts. But a little absence of comfort causes already disturbance. So they are citizens. We are sons. That's how he mentions Japanese associates, he says. Associates. You may not know that the Britishers are also part of us. That's why they came here. He calls them British brothers. British brothers. See, different races have different qualities. That's why you see Britain does not so much associate with Europe. They don't. They are part of Europe, but they are not part of Europe. Even by geographically, they are separated by waters. And they don't mix with Europe. These are all hard realities. There are seven races on the planet. Seven races. And among the seven races, there are seven sub-races. 49 races are there. Meaning there are 49 different gradations of humanity. Sapta jatulu. And sapta upajatulu in a jati. So 49 gradations are there of humanity. And it would be the most ignorant statement if one says that all humanity is one. It's not one. It's not one. Each one is in different states of evolution. You can't say the kid in the first standard and then the child in the seventh standard. They are of equal knowledge. Can you say that? A seventh standard child can teach the first standard child, isn't it? So you can't equate first standard with seventh standard and say all are school children. Yes, but they have different states of awareness. So please note that and listen well. I feel really sorry to listen such a statement as if I have said it. I never say such thing. Let us go to the next question. Sometimes you have to be strong, you know. Don't listen what you want to listen. Listen what is said. There are many stories about it. Buddha admonished his students because they were speaking things which he never said in his name. There are episodes. while Buddha is in the body, his senior, see, everywhere there are sisters, no? Senior disciples, they started speaking and they speak about the, my master said like, Buddha said like this, Buddha said like that. One day Buddha listened to one of the fellows who was talking and he was always saying Buddha said and went on saying all rubbish. All rubbish. Then when he came back, he said, I never said anything that you have said. Never said anything you have said. Whatever you have said has come out of your brain, not from my teaching. Don't quote me. If you have guts, teach yourself. Don't quote somebody and teach, because you may not have listened to him well. Many people who read Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata, without assimilation, they keep on speaking anything that they like. Anything they like. I have heard some song yesterday or today. I felt a bit hurt inside that a monkey has become a great initiate because of your touch, which is not true. Not all monkeys gained it. And Hanuman is not just a monkey, he is in a monkey form. To praise someone, you don't have to belittle someone. Hanuman is as much as Rama in his own stature. That's my understanding. So to praise Rama, don't reduce Hanuman to a monkey. He's not a monkey, he can take to any form. First time when he met Hanuman, Rama, he appeared to Hanuman, Rama as in a chaste Vedic Brahmin form. That's it. So how can you call him a monkey? Because he chose to be in that form. So not knowing when you speak, kotiki sekyama asura kotula jalam, not all of them are just like the monkeys who are around our trees here. They are all divine beings that have taken to the form of monkey. It's not monkey, it is vanara. Vanara means visistanara. Visistanara. If you read Ramayana, in the very beginning itself, even before Rama descends, various divine intelligences have descended into forms of these monkeys. They are not monkeys. Nala, Neela, who could, when they throw the stones on the sea, they float. They have that blessing. It's not because you write Rama and it will put it in and it was afloat. It's not like that. There are two persons who are blessed by the seers, because they were doing a lot of nuisance in the ashrams as kids. Anything in the ashram, they used to take it and put it in the waters, in the side by rivers. So in the morning when the seers get up to do their rituals, nothing is there. All darbhas, all bricks, all homa dravyas, everything relating to rituals are all in the sea, are in the river water. So they had to again arrange and then do it. So they said, these are two kids, small kids, what is it they can do? They said, they thought the best way is to give them the blessing. Anything they throw into water, it shall be afloat. So it is they who touch every stone that the monkeys bring, and it is with their hands they put it in the ocean. That's how the bridge has happened. Because of our emotion for Rama, we say if we write Rama and then put it in the waters, it is afloat. It's not like that. There is no such thing. Don't follow movies. Follow the scripture. There is also another saying. Rama himself has said that when something, that it is Rama is written and set in the water, it is afloat. It's also a kind of a legend, but not from the scripture. Now Rama does not indulge in such things. So he thought, let me also take a stone and write Rama and put it in waters. When he has set it in waters, it sank. And Hanuman has seen it. So there are so many, all kinds of stories afloat. Don't promote them. Most important is to read the scripture and to speak the scripture as such. As such. There is no Lakshmana Rekha, there is no Maya Sita, there are so many other Ramayanas which prescribe so many things which are not the factual situation, the contemporary seer has written Ramayana. We should only follow that Ramayana. Master E.K. went even to the extent of saying there is no such thing as Uttar Ramayana. It's all a creation. It is true that Rama had the twin children, Lava and Kusha, whom he coronated in their 11th year. That is the truth. And he left. But creating all that story that Rama has honored, an ignorant statement coming from a washerman, and then sent away his lady to exile, it all looks foolish. It's not there in Ramayana. Uttar Ramayana is an interpolation according to the master's service. So like that there are so many things. So a lot of injustice is done to scriptures. So a lot of injustice is done to teachings. So if you speak anything, speak with accuracy and don't spread that which we have listened. And it is better that you speak on your behalf, don't speak on behalf of your master. Thank you.
Namaskaram, Master. Can we include our relatives and friends who have problems in our prayers, or do they have to do the prayers themselves?
You can include. It is helpful to you. It may help them. It is helpful to you to include in your prayer if someone around you is in a problem. It enhances your ability to, enhances your virtue of compassion, enhances your dimension of love, enhances to bring out certain healing energies from within you. That part is true. Whether it really helps or not, both are possible.
Sadhguru, how does a thinking man submit to a master without apprehensions?
Let him think further. See, when he is in apprehension, let him think further. See, thinkers are, there is a facility for them, there is also a problem for them. Because they, when the thinking goes into a drifted circles, then the thinking causes a lot of obstruction. But thinking can also help to gain better comprehension. So let them continue when it is their nature to think. Let them keep on thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. One day they will hit the bullseye and they find their way and they are out of their miscomprehensions. Miscomprehension is what is apprehension. They will gain their comprehension because mind is also a facility to think, and let it be put to thinking all the time. Because the fire of mind slowly generates the necessary purity, and they will land in right patterns of thinking. So let it be continued.
Master Namaskarams, while describing the sound CVV, it is stated that sound is important than meaning. I have a doubt.
Sound is important than?
Sound is important than meaning.
Hmm.
I have a doubt. In Om Namah Shivaya mantra, Shivaya also has a similar pronunciation. If someone recites Shivaya instead of CVV, will there be a similar effect? Please explain.
Depends on your faith, that's all. Depends on your faith. Anything done with faith has its impact. Anything that has faith has its impact. It need not necessarily be limited to CVV and Shivaya. Did not. There was a story in relation to it. Two disciples were given a mantra by the teacher when they insisted on a mantra. So they took to the mantra. And then they went on chanting it, and then they were gaining certain psychical faculties from within, and they started even flying out of their body. They were flying together like two birds. That to that state they reached. It's a story. Then they were together and doing everything together. One got the idea to know what is the meaning of the mantra. He asked the other, what could be the meaning of this mantra? Because the mind has come. Before that the faith was there. And then the mind came. Then said, I never thought about the meaning of the mantra. Then the second one, slowly his mind went into searching for the meaning of the mantra. And he found that there is no really any meaning to that mantra. There was no real meaning to any mantra. He found that there is no meaning to the mantra, therefore he could no more fly psychically. Could no more fly. So the other fellow said, why are you not able to fly? He said, don't ask me, he said. Don't ask me. No, I want to know, he said. He said, don't ask me. Because if he says this to him, he will also not answer. But he insisted. No, please let me know. We have been flying together. What happened to you? Then he said that to my bad luck, I lost faith in the mantra because I looked for the meaning for the mantra and I found there is no meaning for the mantra. Then the second fellow said, is it so? Then it also entered into him. And he also stopped flying. So when they went to their teacher and explained the whole thing, I said, you have lost faith in me, so you can find your own way. There is no way to relate anymore. And so there is a faith mode in which you grow. So be it Sivaya, Nama Sivaya or CVV or Narayana or Ganapati or Saravana Bhava or I am Kreem, Sreem, Kleem, whatever it is, it's all your faith. It's the faith that works. If you don't have faith, you remain sansayatma vinasya. This is applicable to those who follow the path of faith. You believe it?
Believe.
That's it. So there is a path to believers, there is a path to a thinker. The other person is a thinker. Thinkers will be introspecting. And they put themselves to the fire of thought and rise. The faith-based people, they believe something and then their belief has to be complete. Then it works. So be it Sivaya or CVV or Namah Sivaya or any mantra, it's the faith. If you have faith, you stick to one and proceed with it. That's it.
Master, there are two questions regarding children's prayer. If you permit me, I'll read both of them.
9 o'clock is the cut-off time.
Namaskarams, Master. We would like our children to do prayers. How do we make them do it? In the beginning, what is the minimum prayer they have to begin with? This is question one. Master, Namaskarams. We want our children to do prayers. What is the minimum time in the morning and evening to start with? What are the mantras to be uttered so that they can do it continuously?
See, doing prayer has to generate from within. It cannot be imposed. If it is imposed, it becomes a religion. Firstly, all impositions are religions. Don't be religious. You do regularly. Don't insist even your neighbor to do it. It is for him to decide. At least give that freedom. If you are regularly doing prayers, your children living in that ambience, if they have that seed in them in relation to it, they will also join it. If they don't have it, even if you push them by the neck, it doesn't get it. Each soul has its own program. But if they show inclination, we can start with Om. If they show inclination, యూ కెన్ స్టార్ట్ విత్ ఓం. ఇట్ కెన్ బి నాట్ మోర్ దెన్ ది ప్రేయర్ నీడ్ నాట్ నెసెసర్లీ బి మోర్ దాన్ 7 minutes. మేక్ ఇట్ సింపుల్ ఫర్ దెమ్, లెట్ దెమ్ అటర్ ఓం యాజ్ ద పికప్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ రెగ్యులర్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్ గురు బ్రహ్మ లైక్ దట్. యూ ఫీడ్ వన్ స్పూన్ టు ది చైల్డ్. ఇఫ్ ది చైల్డ్ టేక్స్ ఇన్ యూ కెన్ గివ్ అనదర్ స్పూన్. ఇఫ్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ఫీడ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ థ్రోన్ అవుట్, థ్యాంక్ యూ, డోంట్ ఫీడ్ ఎనీ ఫర్దర్ రిలీజన్ ఇన్ టు హిమ్. హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ బార్న్ ఫర్ దట్. We don't know who is born for what. You are entrusted with them. We should know that the children are entrusted to us by nature. That's why they are born to us. Our problem is we think they are our children. They are not our children. No doubt they are children. They have their own journey. In their journey they found you. This is because you had certain debts which you did not discharge to them. Large debts which you don't discharge in the previous lives, what is the best way for them to get their loan cleared? Be born to you so that you do every damn thing to him. Right from cleaning the diaper, replacing the diapers, you start working. You give him bath, isn't it? You put on nice dresses. You try to give nice food. See, all that is because you owed him. You owed. Suttalu dangalu sutulu runastulu. That's how there is a saying in Bhagavata. Meaning, you owed him a lot and he quietly departed without repaying him. Owing is not only in terms of rupees. It can be in terms of the favors you receive. Receiving so many favors and you do not repay these favors, what is the way the nature says, go there and get all your loans repaid? So they come to us. They come to us. So therefore, they stay as long as you are indebted to them. After that they will say, bye daddy, see you soon. Bye mommy. And when you have a problem also, they say, I don't have time, like that. So that is one category of children we get. Depends. Because we don't know. Because we don't know our past. When we know that, it is clear to us. There can be some who are born with same energy as you are. Then they relate to you well. They relate to you well. Then they also would like to follow whatever you are doing by nature. So see the inclination and then you start working with them. Try to draw the horse near to the water pond when the horse is not thirsty. Together? Likewise, don't impose yourself on the children. Do this prayer like that. How long they will oblige you until they grow independent? Once they grow independent, if you say anything, they say get lost. Enough is enough. Right? It can happen. So therefore, treat your children as tender beings entrusted by the nature to you. Do whatever you have to do to them. If they show inclination, then give prayer, not otherwise. Don't insist. Even for the best of the seers, atheists were born. Even for the best of the seers, atheists are born. Gadudu, Sambudu, they were born to no less than Krishna, isn't it? What is that? That is so big about. Why are you? Krishna was never bothered. Let them be what they are. He knows no. He is the one who gave the best freedom to all and also experienced the best freedom for himself. Therefore, looking at the inclination of the children, we can set them into a right mold. Start with Om. That's it. If they show a little more inclination, give them Guru Brahma. A little more inclination, give them the fundamental mantra Namah Shivaya. If they show some more inclination, some other. Like that, according to their hunger, you have to feed them. Not according to your wish. Today the children don't eat as much as we want them to eat. Isn't it? And they eat different things than what we eat. You give them the traditional food, they will put up their mouth. But you offer an Italian food, they open their mouth. Are they all Italians in the previous life? We don't know. Isn't it? A pizza is preferred to a dosa. A garlic bread is preferred to a vada, isn't it? So, noodles are preferred to rice. So, what is it that you can say? Just observe. Governance usundamu, that is the best thing. This energy system is like this. Okay, I have a duty to take care of him until he grows. Later, anyway, he'll find his way. But there would be other children who would be following you. To such people, yes, they show the inclination, then you give it. Don't make a religion out of anything. That's the worst thing that a human can do. It's a kind of himsa. The religious imposition is also one of the himsas that we do. When we follow ahimsa, it should also be this. My thought need not be other's thoughts. Don't impose your thoughts on them. They have their thoughts. Let them be. Let them be what they are. And yet love them. Yet love them. Nothing prevents us from loving any person regardless the kind of thoughts that they entertain. వీడు ప్రేయర్ చేయడు వాడితో సంబంధం లేదనుకోకల వాడు జీవుడే. సో దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరైటీ. సో అండ్ దెర్ కెన్ బి ఎ వెరైటీ అట్ హోమ్, దట్ ఈస్ ది బ్యూటీ. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ టర్నింగ్ టు బి మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఇన్ ఎక్వేరనేజ్. వెరీ సెల్ఫ్ విల్డ్, వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ విల్డ్, వెరీ ఫ్రీ విల్డ్ కిడ్స్. ఓకే, లెట్ ఇట్ గ్రో. సో let that attitude be there. Be neutral, don't be taking to a dimension where you push. I think I have said enough.
What is the concept of vanaprastha ashram? Is it essential for parents to expect to receive care during old age from children? People like Dhritarashtra, Gandhari and Kunti went to vanaprastha. Why do the senior citizens now prefer to stay under children's care?
See, they develop that kind of dependency upon the children. That's the problem. There are many parents who bring up their children thinking that later they can fall back upon them. It's not correct. It's not correct. You have given them the support, they have grown. They support you, they don't support you. You have to be self-supporting. You have to be self-supporting. You go to the West. Even if they cannot walk, they don't take support. They take the support of a state. If you want to help an old person to cross the road from other side to the other side, if you volunteer it, they will tell you, who are you to do this for me? I don't want. Did I ask? That's the style. Self-reliance. Self-reliance. There are such nice things in the West as well. There are self-reliant old people. They don't look for children to depend upon. ఎవరి మీద వాలిపోదామా అన్నట్టుగా ఉండదు. ఎందుకని? యూ హ్యావ్ టు బిల్డ్ యువర్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్ సపోర్టింగ్ సిస్టమ్. అండ్ దెన్ వానప్రస్థ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ ఏ కాన్సెప్ట్ రిలేటెడ్ టు దట్. డోంట్ ఫాల్ బ్యాక్ అప్ ఆన్ దట్ విచ్ యూ హ్యావ్ గ్రోన్. లెట్ దెమ్ ప్రోగ్రెస్. యూ ఫైండ్ యువర్ వే. దట్స్ వేర్ వానప్రస్థ కమ్స్. నెంబర్ వన్. నెంబర్ టూ, టెన్ టు బి సెల్ఫ్ రిలయంట్. As far as possible, do things yourself in the old age so that the Alzheimer's don't set in. You know, this Alzheimer's forgetfulness is with those who are always dependent upon the surrounding people for things. If you are always helped with everything, Someone will bring me a glass of water. Some other will bring me a cup of coffee. Another will bring me the glasses which I have set over there, over here. Slowly, your activity reduces. Dependency causes reduction in the activity. When reduction in the activity comes, brain's activity also is reduced. As long as you are self-reliant, you are agile and your brain functions well. And then, as you wish to be self-sufficient and self-reliant, you find your way. That's why in the olden days they are walking towards Kashi and Agra, and on the way somewhere they were collapsing. Finished. That was very manly. But today we are all so timid. We are all so insecure. We feel so insecure all the time. Therefore we hang on. This hanging around is on account of the psychical debility. It's a psychical debility apart from the physical debility. Physically, even if you are debil, if psychically you are strong, you don't look for dependence. I have seen persons, my own father-in-law, until 90 years, he was doing everything himself. Everything himself. He never asked anyone to bring a glass of water. He himself goes to the place where the water is, collects water and drinks. Such people, they live with complete awareness, even till the end. But there are others who always look around, even from the 40 years. And it is much more so for officials and VIPs, because throughout their life they are assisted by secretaries, by assistants, by menial persons who do menial jobs. So they don't know how to wear socks, how to lace their shoe, they don't know where their clothing is. Everything is so dependent. When they retire, they feel it very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. I know people who have retired from high positions. When they are informed about the events, they don't remember. Why? Because earlier their secretaries used to make note and inform them. Now there are no secretaries after retirement. So they do not remember because they don't have the faculty to remember. And that's only a beginning. That inability to remember will extend to all forms of life. So that's why Vanaprastha is seen as the best solution by our ancestors. Instead of leaning on the children, move forward. And when you are no more relevant to society, why do you hang on in the society? That's the way. But today it's not so, because people are timid, people are weak in their psyche, people are weak in their body. So that's why it is like that.
Namaskaram, Master. Is it true that if we happen to meet any masters of wisdom, they converse with us only in English?
Yes. The answer is yes. Because they would also like you to know English, that's all. The future is English as long as we wish to live on this planet, which is inevitable. The best thing is to know English.
Namaste, Master. Can we do the prayers while traveling? Can we do the prayers after 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. if we miss the prayers at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.?
Yes, doing prayer is okay, whether you do it on time or not. First learn to do prayer. Even if you miss it, you can do it later. From escaping from prayer, because it is already six is over, is a situation inferior to doing prayer even after 6. Doing prayer after 6 is better than not doing prayer. That's first thing. If you are in a train or in a bus or in a flight, don't try to show off anything, just close your eyes and do your prayer. You don't have to set your incense sticks, you don't have to set the picture of the master and make a huge commotion all around. All that, don't do it. Do it in congenial atmosphere. If you do prayer in train, just close your eyes at 6. prepare in the flight, close your eyes. If there is no occasion to close the eyes in such a situation, just think of the Master once and say, I will do prayer later when I am allowed, when the time allows me to do it. It has to be an internal affair when it is in the public. And it can be an internal and external affair as well when you are in your own conditions. Let it be like that.
Namaskaram, Master.
Tamilaipayindi, the last question.
Can you please explain the significance of colors of light one can visualize during contemplation? Is the play of colors cyclic or periodic?
If I say anything, you will make an imagination and get into the illusion relating to it. I don't want to create further illusions. The best thing is to go and be with your pulsating principle. Then you experience colors after colors, colors after colors. There can be different colors in different times according to the state of energy that is with you on the day. Different colors, different days. There may not be a color also. Or there can be just a light. So it is just being with your inner being is most important. The experiences, they vary on a day-to-day basis. And to inform them is only to put you into an imagination which will lead you to an illusion and you start believing that you are seeing colors. So I do not wish to answer, and the time is also up, not to go any further. The best thing is go within and see whatever it is. You may listen to light, you may see colors, you may listen to light, or you may listen to the sounds. Anything may happen when you are within. Just make note of it, that's most important. So don't set an order and then decide the higher energies to descend in that order. Don't do that. Just be within, and whatever happens, what is important is by the time the prayer is over, you are reinforced. That should happen. Thank you, one and all. Namaskar.